That's odd. I don't remember expecting any visitors. Maybe it was just the wind or something. All right, that definitely doesn't sound like the wind. Why is someone out there in a storm like this? It's coming down in buckets. Hi there. Goodness, you are small. Do I know you? Yeah, I can see that it's raining. I'm glad my porch offers you a reprieve from the storm. What are you doing out here in weather like this? Seems a little silly to go out for a walk when it's about to storm. Did you not think to check before you left? Well, now you look like a drowned puppy. Soaking wet and looking a mess. Come on in. That's what you wanted, right? I'm not about to leave you out here all helpless. When the storm is over, you can head back to your house. In the meantime, you can take shelter here. I don't know if I would be able to enjoy the night without thinking about you if you didn't come inside. Now quit standing there and move before you catch a cold or something. Do you want anything while I'm still up? Let me get you some broth, at least. That way you can have something warm inside you. I can see that you're shivering and dripping wet from the rain. There's some blankets behind you if you want to make yourself more comfortable. You can get out of those wet clothes and finally start to warm up. You know, it was quite foolish to go out in this weather, right? It's a good thing you found the Minotaur's cottage out here. Otherwise, you would have had to make friends in a cave. The folks you find in there are miles less friendly than me. You made the right call. At least you were able to do one thing right today, Pop. Do you not want any of the broth? Take a few sips, just to get something warm inside of you. It's not enough that you have blankets around you. You need something warm in your belly, too. Go on, drink the broth. It's not poisoned or anything. I actually had some earlier myself. Do you not trust me after asking for my help? It's made from stuff around here. I hope it's to your liking. It's been resting on the stove all day. It's actually what I've been snacking on. It's really good, right? The herbs are grown from my garden. It's what gives it such a delicious and unique flavor palette. You're lucky that you found me on one of the nights where I'm actually alone. If my sister was home, you wouldn't have heard the end of it. She would have thrown a fit about inviting you in, Poppy. She isn't the fondest of visitors. Gets frustrated when I do things like this, but I can't help myself. If I see someone standing outside, all wet and pathetic like you, I'm going to help them if I can. And I can help you. You're already feeling a lot better now that you're inside, aren't you? Don't seem to be shivering as much since you drank the broth as well. That's good. That's actually a really good sign. It means you're warming up. If you listen to me more, you might have everything you need for a journey back home. You know, without embarrassing yourself even more. What made you think it was a good idea to get caught in a storm anyways? Of course, no one intends for this to happen. But you can certainly feel it in the weather. The sun barely peeked out from the clouds. It was dark and dreary, literally, all day long. There was just something in the air. Like it was thick and kind of heavy to breathe. It felt like we were all just waiting for the storm to start. I don't understand how a human could be completely oblivious to all the signs. Unless you are that far removed from nature. Like, I get that humans decided to make towns and cities outside of the wilderness. But that doesn't mean the wilderness doesn't exist anymore. The weather still happens, the trees still grow, and minotaurs like me help dumb little pups like you. Since you're here, I figure I should ask. You didn't get hurt or anything while trying to find shelter, did you? That's lucky. The dirt has turned to mud, making everything so much more slippery. I don't know how you managed to make it all this way without falling at least once. No hidden scratches or trips that you're downplaying? I might ask to check later. You definitely could have gotten hurt without knowing it. Being out in a storm like this, you were probably frozen, which, well, that would have helped numb anything that could have gone wrong. The good thing is, you don't have any obvious broken bones or illnesses. I just want to make sure you didn't accidentally get a cut, because if we ignore that, it can turn into an infection. Lucky for you, I've got a first aid kit in the bathroom. It has pretty much anything we will need if it comes to that. And before you get worried, no. I don't think you have any actual injuries. I just figure it's better to be safe than sorry. You still have the rest of the road to travel before you get home, right? And it's easier to do that if you are healthy. An infection could set you back a couple of weeks. Can't have your partner at home waiting for you like that, can we? Oh, you're single? So there's no one waiting for you back at the village? If it makes you feel better, I'm single too. Believe it or not, living out in the middle of the woods with just your sister for company doesn't give someone the best chance of dating. Add on to it that I'm a minotaur and most people turn the other way. All big and muscular with horns from either side of my head. I get it. It's quite the imposing silhouette. Sure, I could go for another of my kind, but let's face it, that's not as much fun. If I wanted to be with another minotaur, I would have settled down years ago with the rest of the herd. I've always had a preference for smaller, dumber things anyways. You fidget with the edges of the blanket, avoiding all eye contact with me. Flustering while a sly smile is on your face. Are you all right, pup? Did I make you uncomfortable with my comments? If you aren't uncomfortable, then what is the matter? There's nothing wrong with liking how I speak to you or the attention, puppy. Sure, you just came in here to escape the rain. But that doesn't mean we have to sit in silence. Besides, you have to admit, we've got a sort of tension, don't we? Lustering again? Oh, you feel it too. Was kind of obvious that you liked me from the second you laid eyes on me. Drinking in my entire body. Your pupils dilated on the spot. There was no hiding it. The moment I sat next to you, I felt it too. I wasn't able to take my eyes off of you. You kept trying to take longer looks when you thought I wasn't paying attention. Like I couldn't see what was right in front of me. You're not as sneaky as you think, pup. It's where your intelligence really shines. I got distracted by the water droplets streaking down your face. How you're covered in a blanket of mine. Even watching your mouth drink the broth. It's all been a treat for me. With my sister gone, I've been alone for the better part of a week. And since you were caught out in a storm, it's just nice to be inside with some company, isn't it? A part of me is thanking my lucky stars that you were dumb enough to ignore the weather. You decided that you knew better. That the storm wasn't going to be too bad. And look at where it got you. Exactly where you wanted, right? Ooh, I like that. Didn't even know this was an option. I'm sure you thought you were just going out for a fun little walk. No longer than 30 minutes. Never expected to get stormed on and end up in a Minotaur's cottage, did you? It's not like this is a bad option either. You don't mind if I sit closer to you, right? Oh, thank you, pup. Speaking of getting closer, what's your name? Can't believe I invited you into my home and didn't know that. Since the storm doesn't really show any signs of stopping, seems you're going to be spending the night at Uvadra's house. That's my name, but you can always call me Vadra if it's easier. I wouldn't want to make things too difficult for the simple pup, now would I? Enjoying how my words make you feel you lean into me. Practically inviting my warmth. Didn't realize how cold you still were until now. Happily soaking in my body heat. You feel my arms wrap around you. Tucking you into my side. You happily take the excuse to settle yourself against me. Feeling my muscles against you. Your brain supplies you with helpful images of how I got them. Me all sweaty and working out. Me lifting hay bales and cauldrons. It means I would be able to pick you up and carry you around like you were nothing. Excitement starts to burn brightly as you find yourself tracing my abs. Getting quite bold, I see. I think that broth did more for you than you realize. Pulling you closer. Oh, You let out a happy noise as you settle against me. If I didn't know any better, I would say you're trying to entice me. Warmed up and cuddling with a minotaur, you're starting to get ideas, aren't you? I can think of one or two ways we could spend the night. Considering the storm is here to stay for a while and we aren't alone, there are plenty of ways to entertain ourselves. I could bring out some board games. You could borrow a book. We could even exchange stories, but I'm not sure if I should really be asking you to make any decision like that. Let's face it, you're not the best at it, are you? Agreeing with me, you feel your heart start to pump faster. Looking up into my eyes, you feel my hand tilt your chin up, helping you get a better look. You take me in for the first time. All of me. How large my arm muscles are. How dark my eyes are. Even how wide the horns are. You itch to reach out and grab them, but you're actually practicing some restraint right now. I'm impressed. I didn't know you knew how to do that, puppy. Sitting and staring, waiting for me to make the next move. You really can't do anything for yourself, can you? Oh, do you need my help, puppy? Are you trying to go for a kiss? Too nervous for your own good. Here, let me show you how badly I want this. Want you. Dragging you onto my lap. You're happy to be led. Take directions so well. You really don't like using that brain of yours, do you? Moaning into my mouth. You can't help yourself as you grind against me. You've been out in the wilderness all by yourself. All day long. Having contact with someone like me is the only thing keeping you from going insane right now. Got caught in a storm. Probably got all turned around and lost, considering how hard it's coming down. This is the only bright spot of the day. My breath is warm against you as you keep rocking yourself, chasing your own pleasure. Wasting no time with undressing. It's just easier for me to rip the wet fabric off of your small body. It's not like you were going to be able to get much use out of these anyways. Not with how stained they are from the mud. I'm sure there is something in the back for you. We can worry about what you'll wear tomorrow. Tonight, there are more important things at hand. You don't try to stop the sounds that come from your lips as you fuck yourself against my large thigh. Oh, Your hands reach up to my horns, giving you better leverage. I see you've discovered what my horns are really for. Folks like to claim they're for fighting, but I'll admit it. I've gotten way more use out of them this way. Built-in handlebars for you, puppy. Smooth to the touch. A bit warm, just like the rest of me. Your hips keep grinding against my thigh. Pressing harder into yourself. You feel the wet spot on my leg getting bigger. After a long, hard day of getting lost in the woods and being useless, you deserve something like this, don't you? You moan out a yes as my hands put a stop to your motions. Oh, you can call me mean all you want. You're not going to tell me to stop, are you? I didn't think so. You're enjoying yourself too much, right? Shaking your head yes. You're excited to see what I've got planned for you. Why don't you look in my pants, pup? Tell me what you find. There you go, all eager in clumsiness. So out of your depth, it's not even funny. Doesn't stop you, though. Only makes you want it more as you're face to face with my strap. See, I had some plans for tonight before you so rudely interrupted me. I have this enchanted strap that functions similarly to a cock. My clit feels everything that the strap does, only it allows me to touch it like it's a cock. I was going to spend the night edging myself, seeing how many times I could almost come until it was just too much. But since you're here, I have to change the plans. You want to be included in the fun, don't you? Which means I can't just touch myself until I'm a soaking mess. That sounds more like a job for yourself, doesn't it? Then I think you should ride me. The strap agrees too. It wants to be inside someone, not just feel my hand tonight. It would be so rude to leave the strap hanging like this when you have a perfectly available hole. What do you think? Do you think you should try riding me? Then start moving, puppy. Oh. Oh, that's... Oh. That's really good. Oh, yeah. Well, that's nice, yeah. Your hole's just... It's so warm. I wasn't expecting that. Going slow. Trying to pace yourself. That's it. Don't have to go fast. Not yet, at least. Take your time. Get used to how my strap fills you up. It's connected to my clit, so it's almost like you're riding that instead. For me, it's intense, but nice. Going to have to work extra hard to make me come. It's not going to be as easy as a traditional cock. Just because that's what you feel inside doesn't mean that's what's going to make me come. You're riding my clit, puppy. Thanks to the magic. It's just connected to the strap that you're bouncing on. Rocking your hips. You keep the bass stable. not wanting to do too much as you get used to the feeling. Oh, my horns make for great grips as you move up and down, feeling every inch inside you. Oh, fuck yes. You just keep moving, allowing my hands to guide you, taking some of the burden off your own legs. The grip on my horns tightens as you keep moving, grinding against me. Oh, look at you go. Such a good puppy. Might be stupid enough to get caught in a storm, but at least you know how to make it up to the person who brought you in. Oh, starting to think this is a better way of spending my nights. Watching you ride me. Oh, you're loving this, aren't you? Squeezing your ass. You buck forwards, stretching yourself wide around me. You tremble at the touch. Your body wanting more. Just one of my hands is big enough to hold your entire ass, isn't it? Yeah. Leaning into it, you find yourself melting into the touch, giving yourself over to the pleasure. My clit pulses as you tighten around the strap. After a long day of making mistakes and really just being your own worst enemy, it's about time something finally went your way, right? Do you think you're going to be able to come from just this? Shaking your head no. You beg for me to touch you, for a bit of help as you bounce on the strap. The bumpy texture only pushes you closer as you keep pleading for my help, for my touch, for anything. Gosh, you really can't do anything for yourself. You need my help with everything, don't you? Oh, my one hand stays underneath your ass, helping you keep rhythm because, let's face it, if it wasn't for me, you would have already come by now. So dumb that you think the point of sex is coming as fast as possible, like it's some sort of a competition. Slowing it down to this pace has made you a bit more desperate. You're feeling everything so much more intensely. Every rock of your hips is intentional. Every brush against that bundle of nerves is on purpose. You've never been fucked like this. Taken apart so quickly. Probably because you're so small. Your pleasure is all located in one tiny area, which makes it easier for me to make you come. My own hand begins to stroke you, giving you what you've been asking for, keeping time with your own movements. So, this is what you wanted, right? Listen to that moan. Of course it's what you wanted. It feels so good to finally get a bit of attention to where you've been craving it. A pulse from between your thighs doesn't distract you from riding, though. Probably because I'm doing a lot of the heavy lifting. It's not like you would be able to handle this much responsibility. Making the both of us feel good? That's just too much for your simple brain. After all, your brain told you to go for a walk in obviously stormy weather. Your brain told you to knock on a stranger's door for help. And while it obviously worked out this time, It's a very stupid move from a very dumb puppy. Every decision you've made tonight has not been one of intelligence. So why would I ever let someone like that be in charge of making us both come? You wouldn't be able to do it, Pop. Let's just be honest with ourselves. You're struggling to keep pace. Your thighs are getting tired as your orgasm gets closer. The strap feels too good inside you, stretching your loot hole out. And every bump has you moaning. Every thrust has you begging for more. Your hands move back up to the horns because they grant better leverage, give more force to do your movements with. Your hips bounce with my help, my hand lifting your weight. So light in my grasp, it only makes you feel better knowing how little you weigh to a minotaur. I've never been manhandled like this before. Learn that it turns you into a horny little mess to be treated this way, doesn't it? Just listen to you, so fucking wrecked. Shouldn't really be shocked considering how loud you're being. A good thing I live out in the middle of the woods. Otherwise, there would certainly be noise complaints. I don't think you would know how to be quiet if you even tried. Certainly haven't seen you practice any restraints. It's just in your nature to be a loud, dumb, messy puppy, isn't it? Oh, fuck me there. Oh, that's so good. Moaning out your yes. You tighten yourself around me, trying your hardest to get me closer just like you. I'm sorry that I have self-respect. I didn't realize you would struggle so much with composure. Just listen to those sounds. So fucking pathetic, and you don't even care. My hand speeds up, causing your hips to grind into the sensation, greedily chasing your own release. Fuck. Oh, just look at you move. So eager to show off the one thing you're good at. So you keep riding, pushing the both of us closer. The pulses from my clit get harder to ignore as you keep bouncing on the strap. The only thing you want is that orgasm. You can feel it getting closer. The more you bounce, the more my hips fuck into you. Oh, come on. You can do it. You're so close. You're going to come with me, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. Of course you are. You can do it. Don't you dare hold back, puppy. No. I want to feel it. You can do it. Make me proud. Let it all out and come. Come with me. Oh, that's it. Oh. Let it all out, puppy. Oh, you did such a good job. Did you enjoy yourself? I had hoped so, considering how into it you seemed to be. Moaning, begging, practically crying to come. It was cute. You enjoyed every second, didn't you? Of course you did. It's just in your nature. Does that mean you would do it again? Oh, how interesting. Maybe I can still do my plan for tonight. Only this time I'll be using you instead of my hands. What do you think? glint in your eye as you bite your lip and nod your head yes. You feel my arms wrap around you, bringing you closer. Your body is flush against mine as your hands rest by your sides, enjoying getting feeling back in them. Didn't even realize they went numb when you were riding me, huh? We're so into it, you lost track of everything that wasn't coming. No reason to be ashamed about that, puppy. It's just who you are. You're not very bright, and you aren't too good at handling complicated situations, but that's what I like about you. There's a lot I would be able to teach you, if you would let me, that is. What I mean is that this, it doesn't have to be a one-time thing. If you wanted to come and visit me and make this something regular, I would be down. You know, only if you wanted to. It's just been really nice having company outside of my sister. I can't remember the last time I got to talk to anyone, let alone how to fuck this good. I think this could be a good thing for the both of us. I teach you how to travel in the woods, how to forage, how to read the weather, you know, basic stuff like that. And in exchange, we hang out a bit, get to know each other. What do you say? That was so much easier than I thought it was going to be. So starting next week, you'll visit me every Friday, right? Perfect. Sounds like a date.